7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Cobain transmission.
Cobain's.
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 Bazoodalorts. That's a word, I just made it up. Hello! The current time is 19:30 UTC, and that means it's time for another exciting episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. Hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. I don't have anything for you again today. What is going on, Tobe? Why is Dubious Goals Committee so crappy lately? Well, it's not my fault. It's never my fault, no matter what these guys say. And so, we've got another very hot day. It's outrageous right now. It's 33 degrees right now. It's going to hit 37. That's 100 degrees for all my American listeners. And so I'm going to have a very non-functional day. And so you're going to have a very non-functional episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. And now Publius.
An example of one of the curious aspects of British popular literature of the Victorian era. This is a full-length 7-act play in blank verse, designed, of course, for reading, not performance.
Huh.
A mishmash of topicalities, it is built on many allusions and characterizations that would now be lost to all but the closest students of the period.
Well, I do like allusions and illusions. And that was Publius, host of Hear Now the Words, and of course, A Step Farther Out. I'm drinking tea. I'm drinking the good stuff today. I'm drinking Gingin May because I needed to have some Gingin May. Because everything else today is kind of crappy now, isn't it? Yes, it is. Can't go outside. We can't do anything. We can't go anywhere. So, Toby, you gonna do some synth? I don't know. I doubt it. I didn't do any synth yesterday or the day before. And speaking of synth, we've got failures in the music in the background. This was Honey Smack, and it just failed. Yeah. Okay, is that what's happening today? Is it just going to be a bunch of failure? What about that sharp Rückgratstampfer?
Hallo, ich heiße Mike und bin ein scharfer Rückgratzerstampfer. Wollen wir beide Freunde sein?
Negativ!
My mother is a dope fiend. My mother smokes paraphernalia as a speak. My mother buys cocaine from a dope man. She loves to smoke that crack pipe.
My mother smokes crack rocks. My mother smokes crack rocks. My mother smokes crack rocks. My mother smokes crack rocks.
My mother smoked that crack like a cigar. She had a good time at it. She jacks my brother for dope money. She does it by threatening him with a Smith & Wesson.
My mother smokes crack rocks. My mother smokes crack rocks. My mother smokes crack rocks. My mother smokes crack rocks.
We'll be right back. 11 o'clock p.m. The police came to my mother's house to check her. They arrested my mother for possession of controlled substance. My mother was sticking to the metal clink. They locked her up for being a loser.
My mother smokes crack rocks. My mother smokes crack rocks. My mother smokes crack rocks. My mother smokes crack rocks.
Rock over London, rock on Chicago, Remco, it's the Go Ahead and Get It store.
Cool beans.
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 Cool, cool.
Beans. Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool, cool.
Beans. Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool, cool.
Beans. Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool, cool. Beans.
Beans.
Cool.
So, cool beans.
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 Cool, cool.
Beans.
Beans.
Cool beans.
Cool, cool.
Beans.
Beans.
Cool
beans.
Cool, cool.
Beans.
Beans.
Cool
beans.
Cool
beans.
Cool, cool beans.
Beans.
Cool
beans. Cool,
cool. Cool.
So, cool beans.
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 Cool, cool.
Beans.
Beans.
Cool beans.
Cool, cool.
Beans.
Beans.
Cool
beans.
Cool, cool.
Beans.
Beans.
Cool
beans.
Cool
beans.
Cool, cool beans.
Beans.
Cool
beans. Cool,
cool. Cool.
So, cool beans?
Yeah. Cool beans.
Good.
The autonomous Komi Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Komi people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
Lettuce, tomato.
Das ist was Schönes und ich bin gespannt, was aus Ihnen wird. Ich präsentiere Ihnen jetzt etwas, was es schon lange nicht mehr im Fernsehen gab, schon gar nicht im deutschen Fernsehen. Auch Sie sind in Amerika zu großer Popularität gekommen. In England sind Sie in den Top 10. Wirklich ein Grund, na sowas zu sagen. Wir präsentieren die deutsche Gruppe Kraftwerk mit Das Model.
Thank you.
Schönheit wird bezahlt.
Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
You know, it's funny. I kind of do want some beef tacos. Suddenly I'm hungry and I want tacos. Is it taco day? Yeah, I don't think technically it is. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, yeah, Tobe, it is taco day. Obviously it's taco day. Go get some damn tacos. No, it's not taco day. I gotta eat other stuff. But that's not what I'm thinking about. What I'm thinking about is an idea that I actually had a number of years ago, but I'm actually thinking about executing it soon, like today. Well, maybe not today, but tomorrow, the next day, who knows, soon. And what is this idea, Tobe? Well, you know, there's a big fireworks holiday coming up. yeah, Bastille Day. I love Bastille Day. If there's one thing I love to do, it's to storm prisons. And so, in an effort to celebrate Bastille Day in my country, which doesn't normally celebrate it, I have to sort of celebrate it furtively. What's the word I'm looking for here? I have to celebrate this in a secret manner. And of course, I like fireworks, and so what am I going to do? I can't set off any loud fireworks. I need silent, quiet fireworks. And I also need any kind of firework that also might get called in as a UFO spotting, because, you know, you get strange lights in the sky and people see them, and the only explanation for it is either aliens or Jesus, so, you know, you can't lose. So Tobe, what's your idea for these silent fireworks that are going to get mistaken for UFOs and or Jesus? Oh my goodness, do I have a strange idea. And this strange idea revolves around two very simple concepts, the helium balloon and VSCO. Now, the committee is perfectly well aware that I love VSCO and I own many kilometers of it, but what do you do with it? If you've got balloons, Tub, this doesn't make any sense. Helium balloons, That's right. So let me explain. What I'm thinking about doing is getting some balloons, some helium balloons. I'll just go to some party slash balloon store and I'll get, I don't know, a dozen black balloons. I'll go in and I'll say, hey, I'm having a birthday party for my wife. She's turning 40 years old. She's over the hill. Yuck, yuck, yuck. Do you get it? Do you get it? Ha, 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 ha. And so I'm going to have to get some black balloons. And I'm going to take these black balloons and I'm going to bring them home. And, you know, now I'm thinking maybe I should get Mylar balloons. Because Mylar, does Mylar give off a radar reflection? You know, if we had a big mass of balloons and somebody called in a UFO and then they turned on the radar. Oh my God, we have radar! Anyway, and so you take a couple of these balloons and you tie them to a piece of VSCO. Now here's the interesting thing about VSCO. VSCO comes in many different types. Of course, there's the standard green VSCO that I think everybody's familiar with. And then there's the yellow VSCO that, you know, I like to have fun with, and we've gotten up to some pretty weird crap with over here on the Dubious Ghost Committee. And then there's like the special effects VSCO. There's a flying fish VSCO, and it burns in colors. And then there's the falling leaf style of VSCO, which is just colorful. and it doesn't give off a lot of energy. It also has a longer burn time, and so that's very critical. And anyway, some of these special effects VSCOs get cut into like 1 meter long pieces. So I was thinking about taking one of these strands of VSCO, maybe a red or an orange or a yellow falling leaves type variety, and I would tie helium balloons to it until it is, you know, negatively buoyant, or positively buoyant. It goes up, right? And then you just light the VSCO and let go of the balloon, or balloons plural. And of course, now you got that burning light slowly ascending up into the sky in whatever color you've chosen, red, yellow. I think I've got some blue, electric blue, but it's not very visible. But anyway, yeah, so now you have these glowing lights, these red lights that are clearly like fireworks style stars, but why are they going up instead of down? Things fall down, they don't fall up. And so now you have these mysterious ghost lights flying up into the sky. And I was thinking about this. What if you used a piece of flying fish VSCO for this? Then it would move really, really weird. Because VSCO, it burns with enough brisance that it will propel itself. You can cut small pieces that are, you know, 4 or 5 centimeters long. You light them on fire and they will propel. They will move. They'll go and they'll zip along all over the place. Hence the name flying fish. And so I figure if you take a piece that's a meter long and you tie one end to the balloons and you light the other end on fire and let it go, the burning of that VSCO is just going to make it swing. It's going to make the piece of VSCO swing pendulumarly. That's a word I just made up. In a pendulum-like manner. And do weird stuff as it rises. So, you know, I'm thinking weird motion. At first I was thinking I wouldn't want to use the flying fish VSCO for that reason, but now I'm thinking, no, you know, if you do it right, that actually might be cooler, might be spookier. It might have more of that, oh my God, it's gotta be a UFO because nothing can move like that. Nothing except Jesus.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jesus was the devil. All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world, so there was only one thing that I could do, was ding-a-ding-dang, my dang-along-ling-long.
my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
Yeah. Some ministry there. Jesus built my hot rod. I mean, if you wanted anybody to build your hot rod for you, I mean, aren't you going to go with Jesus? Oh, I just had a terrible thought, a terribly funny thought. I was going to start off on, drag racing the prophets of God, so maybe Jesus. You got Jesus in a hot rod, you got Muhammad, you got a... Yeah, you probably shouldn't go there, but I kind of want to.
Cool beans.
Yeah. No. I need to start thinking about food. Am I hungry? I can't tell if I'm hungry or not. And what am I going to eat? I am kind of hungry, but I don't want to eat any hot food because it's so freaking hot outside. I'm not going to even be able to function. So I need to eat something cold. I need to eat something cool. Maybe some cool beans.
Cool beans?
Cool beans.
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 Cool, cool.
Beans. Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool, cool.
Beans.
Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool, cool.
Beans.
Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool, cool. Beans.
Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool.
Beans. Cool.
Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool. Beans.
So. Cool beans.
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 Cool, cool.
Beans.
Beans.
Cool. Beans.
Cool, cool.
Beans.
Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool, cool.
Beans.
Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool.
Beans.
Cool, cool.
Beans.
Beans.
Cool.
So, cool beans?
Yeah. Cool beans.
Good.
Good, yeah. Cool beans are good. They're so delicious. And if I'm going to have, a side of cool beans, I have another great idea. You know what goes really good with cool beans?
Beef stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten. Roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef.
Yeah, Mongolian beef. Oh, I do love beating dead horses into the ground because you've been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio. Yeah, well, my name's Tobe, and I gotta go find something to eat. Maybe some cool
this
beans.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.
Cool beans.